So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we hear this beautiful gospel, one of my probably top 15 gospels to listen to. And it's really a beautiful gospel, and I really hope that we have not become immune to it, because we can hear it a lot of times and say, oh, I know what it's all about, and I know, therefore I know what Father is going to say, and so now you've tuned me out and you're thinking about the World Series and the Grand Slam that happened last night and my Yankees lost, but that's what you're thinking about. Anyway, or you're thinking about college football on right now, or you're looking out the windows, which those are not, that's not what the windows are for, because you know what I'm going to say or what the gospel means. But my dear brothers and sisters, this gospel is really a gospel that has been, is meant to teach us about prayer, but also it's meant to help us realize how important it is to recognize the situation in which we live. And that's easier said than done. And I'm not just talking about the situation of the world, but I'm talking about the situation of our own blindness. And, you know, being able to admit that we are blind is another one of those things which is a lot easier said than done. And one of the reasons that our blindness many times is not healed is because we don't want to admit that we're blind. Spiritually, that we're spiritually blind. And you see, this is one of the wonderful things about Bartimaeus is he realizes his situation, and he realizes that he wants out of his situation. And instead of leaning on himself and instead of just sitting there and saying, I'm blind and this is as good as it's going to get, he does whatever he has to get the attention of Jesus Christ. But he does that exactly because he realizes that he is blind. My dear brothers and sisters, do we realize our blindness? Do we realize that our sins and that doing things with our own will are keeping us from being able to see the glory of God in our life? And I say that, and we say, yeah, I know. You know, I was saying a couple of weeks ago in the morning, those two words, I know, are very dangerous. I know. Yeah, that's the problem, my dear brothers and sisters. We know. We think we know. And that makes us dangerous. That's why we don't progress in our spiritual life. Many times that's why we don't see progress, is because we want to remain in our blindness. We want to remain in our situation of sin. You know, I was having a discussion with somebody this week. I think it was either while the Relic of St. Jude was visiting or the day after. And they were saying to me how much, you know, we want to get out of sin, but how hard it is to do that. But it's really because we have made we've made a contract with our sin. We've made contracts. And what do I mean by that is, You know, there are some sins, we don't like them. But we don't dislike them either. We're comfortable with it. We're comfortable. You know, maybe it's anger or gluttony or greed or laziness or lust. We don't like it, but we're almost like naked without it. And so we find ourselves in the ugly, vicious cycle of confessing always the same sins. And my dear brothers and sisters, the question is, Jesus calls this man because he is willing, like I said before, he's willing to do whatever it takes. Are we willing to do whatever it takes? Are we willing to break the contract that we have made with our sins? Are we willing to leave our lust, our gluttony, our greed, our desire to gossip, our sarcasm? Are we willing to leave that behind? Are we willing to let go of it? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, we will only be able to see in as much as we are willing to leave it behind. Now, that doesn't mean we will be perfect. That doesn't mean sin doesn't exist, but it does mean that we stop using those sins as a security blanket. We stop using those sins as an excuse that we don't progress spiritually. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, God, Jesus Christ, is passing by in your life every day. And are we crying out? Are we screaming at the Lord to get his attention? And how do we scream at the Lord to get his attention? Well, very simple question. How is our prayer life? What is our prayer life like? Do we spend time with the Lord? Because the Lord wants to ask us this question. When Bartimaeus gets there, he says, what do you want me to do for you? And the man says, I want to see. The Lord wants to cure my blindness, your blindness, so that we may see. But that being able to see, my dear brothers and sisters, requires that we're willing to want to see. That we're willing to want to leave behind our sin. And to have this new life in Christ. And so as we come to this Eucharist, we heard this from the prophet Jeremiah, that this is towards the end of the book of Jeremiah, after Jeremiah has had the mission of calling the people to the truth, and of the people not listening to him, trying to kill him, of the people being taken into exile. And now the people are in exile, and Jeremiah, God is trying to give the people a word of hope, you know, that the exile is not permanent. And my dear brothers and sisters, our blindness is not permanent if we're willing to go to the doctor. If we're willing to allow ourselves to be healed. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we truly ask the Lord for this willingness to be healed, so that we in turn may go out into a world that is suffering from blindness and needs to be healed. This is why you know, why is this the world and the situation in which we find ourselves? As I've said before, that didn't just happen one morning. We didn't just wake up one day and go, look, we're in this situation and I don't know how we got here. But it's because the world has lost its sight. And so we are the ones that Christ wants to send to heal the world, to be a sign to the world. And so as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord, Lord, please heal me of my blindness so that you in turn may use me as an instrument to bring healing to others.